Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You already know you're listening to the Dangerous World Podcast. We get into a dark topic in this episode, but we have been covering dark shit for the past couple episodes, it seems like.
Darkness.
Because we're living in dark times, okay? And this is a real podcast. You know, this isn't that cookie cutter shit you see on the news or the radio channels. This isn't syndicated. This is all real information coming from real people around the world. And we have a Canadian guest this episode. Sky was very, very knowledgeable about the pedo rings that have been rampant in Hollywood and Washington, D.C. We touch on NAMBLA, Pizzagate, the Wayfair scandal. We talk about a lot of really, really interesting pedo-related stuff. And there's so much more. There's so much to this. And anyone that is going to be a denier of it is just seeing the world with closed eyes.
So okay? You say.
That's what I think. I mean, dude, NAMBLA is undeniable.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
Pizzagate is another one that's pretty undeniable. There's a lot of weird imagery. You can, like I said,
pretty deniable, I would say.
If you don't see it, you're looking at it with your eyes closed, like I said. But we're going to get into that. You know, stay tuned to the end. Sky brings a lot of really, really interesting information to this whole thing. Pizzagate is the last thing that we touch on. I kind of talk about some things that really aren't talked about, even in like the mainstream documentaries, or I say mainstream in heavy quotes. This is YouTube stuff that somehow is allowed to stay up when, you know, flat earth stuff gets banned. There's a lot of weird, weird conspiracies that are much more far-fetched than this, but this is allowed to stay up. If you remember when Wayfair broke, Snopes debunked it in like 7 minutes. No one gives a fuck about Snopes. No one cares about that fake news shit, because this is all really real information and we need to pay attention. And if it's a 99% chance that it's not real and that 1% is that it's real, we still need to shine a light and we need to be like, okay, there's something going on. There's weird imagery going on. There's weird acting. There's weird tweets. Chrissy Teigen, we're talking to you directly. We're talking about, you know, quite a few of these high elites that all seem to have really similar backgrounds.
Worth investigation for sure. And if anyone finds some evidence, come on into the DMs here.
There's plenty of evidence already, but I really want to get in to our sponsors really quick before we blow your minds with a lot of really, really unique information, even on this topic that's been just talked about for the last, you know what, 4 years almost, that we've really been diving into this stuff. You're going to hear some stuff on this that you just haven't heard anywhere else, guys. So check it out. Let us know what you think. This is episode 49.
That's it.
I think. I'm always wrong with the episodes. I fucking suck at remembering. But that is because I love my sponsors, and that's all I'm focusing on. These guys make the show happen, okay? They help us out a lot. They get you great products at good prices. This is American-sourced shit for American shoppers. We're talking Jade Premium CBD. Visit them at jadecbd.co. Enter that promo code DANGER at checkout for 10% off of the best CBD in the world. Really help you with your joint pain. It'll just help you just feel like a 10, okay? You'll go from a 5 to a 10 in spirituality, I would say, okay? Even, I mean, you're just going to really feel good, okay? The smell, everything about Jade CBD is good. So again, jadecbd.co and a promo code DANGER. That'll get you 10% off at checkout.
Can't be beat.
It just can't. It really can't, dude. Dapper Dudes is another product that can't be beat. We're going to be talking about Jack Dorsey in our upcoming episodes. That dude probably uses Jade CBD, or I'm sorry, Dapper Dudes.
Very
and
dapper
probably Jade
gentleman.
CBD.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably Jade CBD too. But he, you know, that dude's got a good beard, even though he's a cuck. You know, normally cucks aren't allowed in our show or with our affiliates, but Dapper Dudes is very accepting to everybody, okay? DapperDudesAC.com. You can enter that promo code podcast, get you 15% off of incredible beard oils, beard balms, beard conditioners. That is DapperDudesAC.com. Enter promo code podcast for 15% off, okay? Now, without further ado, let's just fucking jump into this shit with both feet.
Let's have fun, man.
Let's fight these pedophiles. Fuck them all. Hang them high. Let's roll it.
Let's go, guys.
All right, everybody. So we have Sky from Canada here with us today to talk about a dark topic. And we have been touching up on this pretty frequently as of lately. We've got, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell going down. That was a huge thing for about a week. It seems like it's already not really so much a focus on the news, this 24-hour news cycle that we live in this world. But Sky, say hi to everybody.
Hey, guys.
here to drizzle her maple syrup of wisdom all over us.
Yeah, you have some really good social media. It's like the things that you post are just, to me, it's even a little hard for me to want to post that kind of stuff. So I give you a lot of credit for really kind of shining a light on the things that you post. And it seems like you're really passionate about this. You know, I don't know how much into your personal life you want to get, but it seems like you're very family oriented. And, you know, you aren't about these lizard people trying to fuck our lives over, it seems like.
No, I am not. And you know what's funny is that, like, everyone kind of sees, like, you know, the profile and what's going on, like, with, you know, Instagram or whatever, and they have no idea like what actually happens behind the scenes. So it's kind of wild because I get all types of people messaging me from all different walks of life, like all over the world. It's honestly this whole truth movement and everything that we're experiencing, and finally things are coming into the light, like it is bringing the world together. So it's super exciting because, yeah, the stuff that I post, it's awful. Like, there are some horrific, horrific items, but the point is that these things won't get shown. Like, they're not going to be shown on, you know, the mainstream media or your 6 o'clock news. They need to be shown through us, through the people. So it's kind of like shock therapy.
Yeah. Alternative media is always like where it's at, especially for me and for us truthers out here. But give a quick description of how you got into this. I mean, you and I had a conversation earlier before this recording that people accuse you of being a starseed. People accuse you of kind of being able to predict things. And you feel like you kind of had this kind of rude spiritual awakening, it seems like. And so I'm really interested in just hearing about that real quick before we get into this dark topic.
Yeah, so it's interesting because before my mother was red pilling me for 2 years. She's been a follower of the Q movement since the board went up, essentially, which is so crazy because she's like 60, but somehow she found her way there.
Hey.
Yeah. And so she was like red pilling me, and I was like, okay, like I kind of get it. But, you know, once you start looking into these topics, like it's undeniable that like there's definitely this gigantor pedivore network that kind of runs the world. So then as I kind of got deeper into it, I started noticing various things and different patterns. And I grew up a Christian, so I'm already well aware of like the spiritual realm and how, you know, things that go bump in the night, how they operate and, you know, essentially fight them in the spiritual realm. So it's interesting because a lot of people associate my giftings with, you know, what I would describe as the Holy Spirit, as me being an alien, which honestly, at this point, I'm not throwing it out. I really am not. Do I feel like an alien? I don't know. Not really. But I believe that I'm more of a spiritual being than a human, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. And it's interesting to me just because of, you know, the stuff that you talk about. And you say that you've had some pretty disturbing visions and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. you know, I want to get into this whole thing, like with this huge push for this normalization of pedophilia. You know, there's a show called Drag Kids on Hulu. Mm. I don't know if you've seen that. I mean, they're force feeding this, you know, gender fluidity at two young kids, and these kids don't have the capability mentally to really understand what's going on. I remember when I was little, I got in one Christmas, Brandon, you might remember this, I got a freaking dollhouse one year and a truck, a big like electric yeah. truck. Same thing. My mom yeah. bought me the dollhouse, my dad bought me the truck. I was all about the dollhouse. Yeah, I was all about the dollhouse, yeah. and my dad was real yeah. worried. And so if I was a kid born today, and I love women, like I could not imagine getting nasty with a dude. I just cannot imagine.
I'll also attest that the pink Power Ranger showed up to another one of your birthdays too.
Yeah, so. The pink Power Ranger was at one of my birthday parties. Most boys would have the Red Ranger, but I thought the yeah. pink Power Ranger was hot.
Slaying okay? pussy from early yeah, age.
You know yeah, what? Slaying pussy. So yeah, dude, I was getting down with that shit, dude. But no, and so, you know, no, I was about the dog. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Like, fun fact, the pink Power Ranger actually lives relatively close to me. So, like, I could
the original? Hook you up. Oh, shit. She's probably Rude. Way older than I am now, though. But I don't think this was the real one in hindsight. But, you know, it could have been. Maybe she was out of work at the time. But, yeah. you know, my point is, though, being if I was, you know, 20 years younger or born 20 years later,
yeah.
I would have had this heavy push of being like, well, hey, sounds like you're gay. You've got this interest in girly things, right? And I was yeah. never gay. You're born fucking gay or you're born fucking straight. It doesn't really, you know, it's no skin off my back, whatever anyone else does. I'm just saying, yeah. it seems like there's this huge transition in this. There's actually kids getting injected with estrogen if they're too violent. It's mostly minorities too. That's chemical castration right there. You know what I mean? So,
it's interesting. And it's interesting with respect to, like, even just the gender transition, like, beyond, like, I mean, obviously we're going to get into the pedophilia, but at the very base of it, when you start to genetically change a child via hormone injections, when they're a child, you're not only, you know, dealing with mass sterilization on a global scale, because this yeah. isn't just about, you know, Canada in the US, this is happening all around the world. You're also dealing with a whole bunch of children that are going to grow up one day and have no idea who they are. And so we're like, unfortunately, I don't know if people can't see this far into the future or think logically, but we're raising a whole bunch of sociopaths that have, they really will have no idea where they belong in this world.
No, I feel you for sure. What do you think, Brandon? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think this claim of the charge of the generation after us being the problem one is evergreen in style.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they're the problem.
It's perennial, and it comes over and over again. You know what I mean? Like our generation knew all the shit that got talked about us too. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm not
true.
Saying
that is true.
Yeah. It is for sure. And like, yeah, it's like saying like, oh, the fucking rap music sucks these days. I used to love rap yeah. in the 90s and the 2000s, yeah. but
God, give me some Catman Carruthers and I'll be good.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's this over time, it's been a push over time. We're going to one spot. We're going to a destination that seems very satanic in nature. And yeah. it seems really, I mean, if you look at all the satanic gods, they're gender fluid. Baphomet is a fucking hermaphroditic goat with tits and a dick. You know what I mean? yeah. So this is like
with
what
children,
we're, what
with
we're going
children
through.
That surround him. Like, are we not seeing this? Like, when you look at like a Baphomet statue or many of the, like, I guess the drawings or artistic pieces, like there are always children involved. And mm-hmm. it's interesting that, like, you know, back in the older days, a statue of Baphomet or like a painting or whatever you want to call the art, I'll call it art for lack of a better word. But they were always worshiping. Or sacrificing these children, and now they have these children around the base of it worshiping him.
Yeah. Like,
it's messed up. Like, so slowly throughout time, like the various centuries or even decades at this point, like, we're so screwed. Like, we had, like, nobody saw this coming. Unfortunately, we were so dumbed down to what was actually going on that now we're in a place where we're like, holy crap, when was the last time, you know, Georgie was physically abused at home? Oh, well, that's a normal thing. What? What?
Yeah, it's sexualizing kids, and Aleister Crowley himself said he was going to usher in the age of Horus, where we would all become gods, we'd all become stars, and social media has turned a lot of young kids, especially this Ryan's World being one of them. You know, this whole sexualization of kids is very prevalent in everything, and no one sexualizes kids better than NAMBLA, right? You've heard of NAMBLA.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, unfortunately.
It's horrible. Tell me what you know about these.
That's a disturbing, And in fact, it's funny because NAMBLA last month on their website to celebrate, to give you guys like a little bit of detail. So NAMBLA is the North American Man Boy Love Association or whatnot. So we're automatically saying in our name that we are for man boy love. So that's one thing. Now go back like 5, even 7 to 5 years, the pedophilia community has been trying to infiltrate the LGBTQ community for a while. They want to be a part of it. They want to be identified as a sexual orientation. Yeah. Well, I can't even go there.
There has to be a line at some point.
Oh, yeah. Well, and not only that, then you have this NAMBLA Association, which again, slowly crept into the forefront of what's going on, because people didn't know about it, you know, up until even like 2 years ago. It was kind of slowly making its way around. And so for Pride Month last year, they actually dedicated a day to man boy love. Like, wow. And I'm thinking about all of these flipping children that are being abused and taught what love is from those people who apparently love them. Like, it just, to me, it does not make any sense. Like, these children have no hope in hell, literally.
Well, like, yeah, no hope in hell. When you're a young child, you look to your parents for love. You look to the adults that take care of you for love. And as a young, immature, undeveloped brain, you can't distinguish sexual love from, like family type love, paternal, is that it?
Yeah, familial, paternal, maternal,
So you can't distinguish those two. So if you're hearing from your dad or your mom, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then some stranger says it to you, you're going to think it's the same type of a thing. And so that's why I think, and you know, for the record, I'm going to take this NAMBLA thing just a step further. They formed in the 70s in New York City and in San Francisco, and they actually want to abolish the age of consent. So there is literally the age of consent for them is 1 second out of the womb, according to what their own website says, which is fucking disgusting. They also want to get all previous offenders that have done horrible, unspeakable things to children off of, you know, death row, prison sentences. They want to get all these people free. So, I mean, it's just... do. There's no logic in it. And then there's actually the LGBTQ bigwigs that support the idea of this. And now, for the record, the average, you know, homosexual, or, you know, even take it all the way to the Q, the queers that they call themselves, those people don't support this. The average person, but the high up people do. You know what I mean? They want to adopt a P into that LGBTQ thing. What's up?
No. Just the fact that, you know, some of... I think from the UN's LGBTQ advocacy office, they are openly saying, like, no, that is not our shit. Like,
well, yeah, they have to. Right. You know what I mean? But there's people behind the scenes that are like, no, like, let's adopt this. Let's get this pee in here. Let's see how far we can push this thing. And I mean, have you heard of those real dolls, like the sex dolls that look like real fucking people?
Goodness. Yeah, yeah.
They make toddler versions. They make fucking toddler versions
and,
of this.
No, and babies. Babies.
Yeah.
Where you can molest a... doll.
Artificially intelligent doll,
better than the real thing, like, I say. But
It's better than the real thing, but you shouldn't even plant that into someone's head. You know what I mean? And yeah, I was actually talking with a friend earlier, and they were saying like, well, hey, that might be saving a real baby from this. But it's like, no, dude, because anyone, like a child is the most vulnerable thing. Usually dudes that buy these real dolls, they're pretty wealthy, right? And then they go out and they just can't get a chick. They have no game. They can't talk. They don't have the concept of just hopping on Tinder even and fucking like they could be a 7 and they can't even go and fuck a 2 because they have no game. So with a doll, with a real doll that looks like an adult, you can go out and do that. But with a child, it's so easy to just go down the street, scoop a child up playing in their backyard when the parents think they're safe and just take advantage of them, dude. You know what
I
mean?
And you have to, but you also have to remember that the majority of children that are, you know, either, well, right now we're talking about pedophilia. So this, when they're sexually abused, it's from people they know. It's not even like, and we're just talking like, this is like bare bones, you know, psychology. Like it's usually people they know. But then when you start to think about, you know, how the cabal and the deep state have like infiltrated our society with pedophilia and made it so prevalent, like that's how long they've been doing it, because they do things in stages, right? It's not like all of a sudden you hear about, like Justin Trudeau, for example, our disgusting pedophile prime minister. He said actually that he wanted to lower the age of anal penetration.
And I didn't know there openly, was an age for that.
Oh, well, in Canada, there's an age for everything. Okay. Like they're so liberal, it hurts. So, you know, and he's on air in an interview saying that, yes, 100% my government supports lowering the age of anal penetration. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, what, for the record, what is the age right now of anal penetration? 18, I'm assuming?
God, I don't even know, to be honest. I've never...
So he just said that, and there's no defined...
Well, if it's from 30 to 18, I'll say I'll jump on board that train. Not for anything personal.
I know. I know that he wanted to lower it to 16, but the age of consent in Canada, I believe, is 16 anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. But, I mean, again, you have a pedophile as your prime minister... who's run by the crown.
Fidel Castro's son, for God's sakes.
Fidel Castro's son. I know, I've gotten lashback on Instagram for posting that kind of stuff.
It's true.
But honestly, they're twins.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Especially with that stupid pubic beard he has.
And our president running the Miss Teen USA pageant, the bathing suit section being the most egregious, obviously. Walking in on them, sick fuck.
Yeah, I would take Trump over Justin Trudeau any day, personally. But, I mean, real quick, before we move away from this NAMBLA thing, I do want to kind of just push out there this Curly versus NAMBLA lawsuit that happened back in 2000. Robert and Barbara Curly sued NAMBLA for the death of their son. This was Charles Janes and Salvador Sicari. I don't know why I'm fucking reading in Chinese right now. But, you know, they were accused of stalking, torturing, and then murdering their mutilated son Jeffrey, and this was October 1st, 1997, and I mean, this is just like one and probably the most publicized case that actually happened out of this. And I just you know, this made Anonymous, that hacker group Anonymous, really go up in my book, because in April 2013 they basically blocked their website from being accessed in what they called Operation Alice Day. And for all these that don't know, a lot of people call Hillary Clinton Alice. Her code name's Evergreen, but people refer to her as Alice in Wonderland. You know what I mean? So for the record, 425 is known as Alice Day, April 25th.
And for sure, they at least staged a group hacking where they went into a whole bunch of NAMBLA's, you know, like kind of daughter company or daughter websites, and did some real damage. So yeah, huge up to, what's his name, Guy Fox, is that what the mask is?
I'm not sure, man. Oh, the guy from Anonymous, from V for Vendetta.
I think
it's just V.
But
oh, you mean the actor?
I can't remember.
I don't know. But for our token liberal, do you support NAMBLA?
No.
Okay,
thank you.
Right answer.
I'm super happy.
Question these guys.
Even the liberal gets it. it's not a normal thing. Pedophilia is not normal.
Well, I'll tell you, and we'll get this is gonna get real nasty. I feel gross talking about it, but I.
Why didn't I mention it?
Yeah, yeah. So there is a real moral, and this is on the philosophical level. I don't think this is a common like something we should be voting on, to any extent. But there is a real important, I think, critical thought experiment that I think every American should play, including with the same way that you play with would you punch a Nazi kind of thing.
Yeah,
that you know, understand pedophilia is strictly defined as the attraction to a young person. I think there's also caraphilia, which is attraction to a young girl.
Yeah, the thought.
Yeah. And then there's pederasty, which is the actual actual doing something. I actually don't know the female version of pederasty because that's a male thing. It's mostly males doing this shit anyways, so I don't know what the term is, but you know, would you guys my question, just the thought bubble that I have, is do you outlaw the idea of pedophilia? Like, is it a thought crime kind of thing? Because obviously it's abnormal, and that person who has those thoughts is way more likely to hurt somebody, so for sure, like, you know, jailing them could be an option. But do you go for thought crimes? You know what I mean?
Sorry, like, and well, you know, while you're on that though, like, if you want to go down that road, what about the predictive programming that we've all been subject to? Like, you have to look at the FBI's pedophilia symbols, right? Then you start to go through and you start noticing them on Disney items, in Disney movies, then you see them throughout secular TV, or you see them on ice cream. Like, even like, yeah. Justin Trudeau's foundation has the man boy symbol. It's common knowledge. So, you know, predictive programming, unfortunately, has a lot to do with how messed up psychologically, that, you know, the humanity has become. And again, you think all the way back, like, okay, well, what's the end goal here? Well, I love God. So I don't know how you guys feel, but I go back to the fact that, okay, well, what's the purpose of Satan? If all of these people are worshiping Satan, it doesn't matter if you don't believe he exists, because they do. And, you know, pedophilia is just it's a way to disgrace and completely annihilate the image of God, which, again, we're born into the image of God. So to completely desecrate a human being, like an innocent, like
pure human being,
the pederasty, yeah, no one's no arguing question. About right
what he yeah, yeah. and yeah. What Brandon's referring to here is just the thinking of it, but that's a real fine line to walk.
Absolutely.
If someone is a high profile person, let's say that, you know, who's the most influential person in the world, arguably to younger children, it's probably Billie Eilish, I would say. I think, I'm not sure exactly how old she is, but it, you know, let's say she, you know, gets, she lives, if she lives past 27, I'm predicting she won't. But if she lives past 27, she gets to be like, you know, in her elder years, and she's like, hey, I really enjoy, looking at kids naked, right? A lot of people might get inspired and then they might take that to the next level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, when, as far as like comedians, stand-up comedians making pedophile jokes, I hate the jokes. The jokes are fucked up. But in the United States, we do believe in freedom of speech. That's our very First Amendment. And so I do think that they should
freedom
be
of
able
thought
to
too, yeah.
Freedom of thought, freedom of religion, freedom of everything. You know, like, you're a free fucking person. You can do and say what you want. You can't act on things. You can't threaten people. But again, that's a slippery line. You could say that just by implying that you want to take advantage of a child, that is a threat. So,
well, I don't even like
touching that. What's up?
Well, I think that Chrissy Teigen is a perfect example of just that. I mean, this week she has been blown the F up from like Twitter because of all of her past tweets about, you know, eating children or drinking Pedolite or whatnot.
Pedialyte? Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know, unfortunately, like, a lot of people are starting to wake up to the fact that, you know, like, and it's not just a, you know, what if a lot of people, and not just celebrities, a lot of people just think wrongly about children. And that's my personal opinion. Like, I am definitely anti-pedophile.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, and so am I. I mean, it's the interesting question where you do, and it's occurring in a completely different context here in America, because you guys have some French influence, and the French and the Germans are much more quickly to crack down on thought, on books. You know what I mean? Like, they don't, Germans, you know, notoriously won't let Mein Kampf get out there. Whereas in America, it can be published and downloaded very freely. So it's just an interesting thought experiment that I like to play with a lot of people. Ryan is taking a break here, which is fine.
I think that's good though, to put it out there at least, because a lot of people, again, like, they don't think like that. So even just to challenge yourself, because I bet you there's other people that are like hearing this for the first time and they're like, well, maybe I would touch a child. Maybe I could. Like, okay, wrong. That's a wrong thing to think.
And money will make people do really, really fucked up evil things. And, I actually, to give people a peek behind the curtain, I actually just stepped away to take a piss. But I heard you mentioning drinking Pedialyte. For the record, I drink Pedialyte, but that's for hangovers. There's a lot of electrolytes in Pedialyte.
Yeah, the girls, quite a bit. The porn girls, for the squirting scenes, they just like down a liter of that, from what I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
So a friend told you that or what?
Something in Guam that I got into. That's in the Navy. Don't worry about that.
No, but then there is an adult version called Electrolit, and I try to drink those because it does feel weird buying Pedialyte, but I mean I'll drink it because it does cure a hangover in minutes. So,
but
fun fact, really? Behind the scenes,
I didn't know
there.
That.
Yeah, there's literally like 20 times the amount of electrolytes in Pedialyte than Gatorade, and Gatorade has more electrolytes than water. So that might have been what she's referring to. For the record, she did delete 60,000 tweets, so I think that she was saying some fucked up stuff, like she's going to get arrested for pizza. It's funny how you can see someone getting on a plane with pizza and it makes you all laugh, and like shit like that that she was saying. I heard Tommy G or some, I think it was Tommy G, talking about this in a podcast, that the dude lives in New York. He's fucking a wealthy dude. Never tweeted or talked about pizza on a thing. Another dude owned a pizza shop and has never tweeted about how good the pizza is, you know? So I just find it interesting. And yeah, they use these codes, and pizza is a lot of people's favorite food, so it's hidden very well. You know what I mean? I don't understand the logic behind calling it pizza. I understand the hot dog terminology, the walnut terminology, all these different codes that the FBI has translated over time. I understand some, but the pizza I just don't get personally.
But yeah, you were just about to get into like the fact that especially people in power, like that's Oscar Wilde has this great quote: "Everything in the world is about sex, except for sex. Sex is about power."
True.
And for those people who can't who can't get off, who can't or don't feel that powerful, yell again. You know, lend myself to the end of this thought experiment we were talking about here. But that is very viably the reason for this, is when someone can't have that amount of power, it's going to come out in different ways. And we have just powerful people who would be powerful in relation to everyday people. So that disparity between it turns my stomach talking about it. But you know, a Ugandan kid being traded to like Minsk or something like that. Or you know, what really happens is around the Super Bowl time.
The number one day. And the Super Bowl, dude, the founder of the Super Bowl, the guy that invented the fucking NFL, was a member of the Skull and Bones Society of Yale.
I mean, anytime a big group of men get together, this stuff goes up, actually. So
yeah.
Well, Super Bowl is like the number one activity, because it literally is a child trafficking hub. Like, once a year when the Super Bowl comes around, there are children being trafficked while you are going to get another beer, and you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
Like, they use,
no one's watching,
you know,
news.
No, exactly. Anyway, it's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, think about the ritual of the Super Bowl halftime show over the years. I think Jennifer Lopez, or who was it? Who popped their titty out in the middle of the halftime show?
Janet?
Yeah, Janet Jackson. So it started there, and then it progressively just got more and more risque. This last one, I mean, I've never seen a microphone with veins. I mean, this fucking thing looked like a cock. And then we got, you know, I don't know if you guys remember back in like 2000, I want to say like 2010, 2012, someone hacked into the halftime, or not to the halftime show, but into the Super Bowl, and played like 15 seconds of a fucking porn. Like a dude pulled huge hammer out of his pants and slapped a chick in the face with it. And my sister was young, and she saw that. She didn't know what was going on, thankfully. But do you remember that? Do you remember the hacking of that?
No.
Dude, yeah. I remember this like it was fucking yesterday, because I thought it was actually funny. You know, I was a teenager at the time.
Who was playing the last time? Time before last? Do you remember?
The time before last, I don't. I think maybe the Eagles. I don't remember. I don't pay that much attention to football unless I'm betting on it. This last Super Bowl was rigged. And I'm starting to see more and more how rigged sports are. You know what I mean? Even UFC fights are getting rigged. When fucking one of the toughest UFC fighters, Cowboy, he goes by like a fucking video game, like Tekken. This dude's known as Cowboy. Gets in there and gets knocked out in 45 seconds by Conor McGregor. This dude's taking punches to the fucking chin. I mean, like...
Can always catch a jaw, man.
Yeah, for sure, but he curls up in the fetal position. This is one of the toughest motherfuckers in the UFC. And no, dude, that was rigged as fuck.
It's the fetal position that gives it away.
Yeah. When you curl up and when you don't even try to fight, I mean, come on, man. So, I don't know, Sky, have you heard about this Ambrosia startup? That I was, you know, we were kind of mentioning it a little bit earlier, but had you heard about it?
No. So you were telling me a little bit about it, actually.
It's fucked up, man. Like, well, fucking elitist people. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're drinking your wine. I'll go in right here. Watch, listen. Okay.
Sorry.
For a little $8,000, you can go in and you can get the blood of a 16-year-old into your, you know, just simply transfused into your body, right? This is supposedly, according to the website, you can go visit them at ambrosiaplasma.com. From what I understand, when you donate plasma, you get like $100, if that. I mean, that's the one thing that you get money for is plasma, for whatever reason. I don't understand the science. I won't go into it right now, okay? But what I'm saying is that, you know, we talked about with Ron, one of our other guests, in the Illuminati Attack on Health episode, that, I mean, blood drives are the biggest scam ever. I mean, everyone goes in, you get free fucking Costco food, and everyone's stoked about getting fucking little sandwich wraps and brownies and cookies just to donate blood that they turn around and they make a fucking infinite percentage of profit on. But then you can incorporate kids into this, and it'll cure heart disease, it'll cure Alzheimer's, but if you got that $8,000, you can afford that, you know what I mean? So I don't think it's so much about curing or about the medical practices. It's more about this adrenochrome type shit where the elites fucking scare the shit out of a kid, drink their blood with the adrenaline infused into it, and it's just not as potent. It's not as addictive if it's just blood from a kid. You know what I'm saying?
You kind of have to think, though, as well, like... So you were saying that these are kids 16 and up?
16 like, and up is what they say, but they've been shut down multiple times by the FDA, who is corrupt as hell.
So, okay, so my thing is that let's put ourselves back into a 16-year-old body for a moment. What 16-year-old is going to say, you know, I'm going to give my blood? I feel... like I'm in a mood. I mean, there are great 16-year-old. My daughter, she's 15 and she is the love of my life, but she's also selfish AF. You know,
well, I gotta ask you this, because I would do it for $100 as I was 16, but legally you have to get your parent to sign off for you. So who the fuck, what kind of parent is going to sign off for their 15, 16, 17-year-old kid to go and donate blood? I would say, fuck no. I don't have a kid, but dude. No, you're good. You don't need to be doing that. Like, fucking don't worry about this shit right now. Be selfish for a little while as a kid. You know what I mean? That's my stance on it, at least.
Well, I mean, in the United States, you guys get like handed a little bit of money. In Canada, like people just do it because Canadians are way too nice. We're completely like PC and like they have no idea what they're really doing with the blood anyway. You know, you hear the blood like the commercials on the radio and you're like, yeah, sure, I'll give some blood. Why not? Well, okay, that's great. But I get the need for it. I really do. And again, it comes close to like another ethical dilemma. Like, do you give blood fully knowing that they are going to use your blood to save a life? Or are you going to give blood so that, you know, Jennifer Lopez's ass can look good on Super Bowl Sunday? Like,
oh, that's a good trade. You don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting thought. But I mean, you know, I don't even, I'm not an organ donor. I've heard that, like, and I got in a really bad car accident not too long ago. But I mean, like, I heard that if you get in a car accident and you're like on the verge of death, they won't even try to help you if you're an organ donor. I want to die with my shit in me. I'm sorry. You know, I want to get burned. I don't give a fuck.
It's mine.
Yeah, I don't care about helping someone, about, you know, they didn't fucking help me. My heart goes out to them. My heart goes out to you. My liver's probably not the best fucking healthy thing. I know you don't want that. My heart's probably not good. It runs in my family.
What if they need a dick transplant, Ryan? Are you going to deny them?
You know, I've already donated 2 or 3 inches in the past. And so I can afford it. Okay. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that, you know, I just don't see the point of all this. I think that, you know, we're kind of set up with a hand of cards and we need to just accept it. But, let's get into Wayfair. Wayfair was a huge, huge conspiracy that just broke. In my opinion, it is a total distraction. There is way too much shit for this community, this truther, this conspiracy community, to not have noticed this fucking years ago, dude. I think it's a scam. You know what I mean? Personally. And as I'm doing research, when I see Photoshop pictures, everyone's saying this is a smoking gun. They're editing pictures in of, like, you know, organ trafficking and you know, pedophile related books and all this stuff. It's like, dude, you don't think that someone would have noticed this fucking years ago with Wayfair? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a fair statement, but you also have to be aware that not many people were looking for this stuff years ago. So, you know, here we are. I completely agree. Like, within the truth community, there are distractions everywhere. But I also believe that, you know, we're in a soft disclosure period right now where the truth is slowly coming out, and it's not horrific. It's not, you know, the panda eye photos.
Fuck
and
that.
You know, like, it, yeah, like that's just messed up beyond belief. But, you know, we're in a soft disclosure moment, you know, during this whole as the truth comes to light. And I wonder, this is a theory that kind of goes around in my mind. And again, I could be completely wrong because, like, I'm just some chick from Canada who really knows, right? But I wonder how far the white hats have gotten in control, because I feel like a lot of this stuff would not even be coming to light without some sort of white hat control.
I agree. I do agree. I think it's interesting, though.
Well, especially because, like, it wasn't just Wayfair. I mean, yeah, like, we had the Wayfair scandal or Wayfair gate, whatever you want to call it. And then, you know, then there was the SKU numbers, and there were, like, geological locations. Like, there was so much information in just a single post. You know, you had the girl's height, the weight, possibly a birth date, a location as to where she could be found. Like, there was so much information that I understand that, yeah, it could potentially be a real thing. But the fact of the matter is beyond Wayfair, like, this shit's actually happening. And these kids are being trafficked right under our noses. And, you know, unfortunately, many people have no idea. Like, they just have no idea what's actually going on, even to their neighbor. Like, God, like, do you even know your neighbors these days?
Not these days, you don't. And that's what's fucking scary. And like you said, the symbolism is going to be their downfall. You know, with that, with the one girl, I forget, it was like Samara. It was like, they're oddly specific names. And that's, like, my thing. It's not like Annie or Tabitha or even, you know what I mean? But this one girl that came out and made a video saying that she was okay. I think I actually saw that on your Instagram. What's your Instagram real quick? Because it's great. We'll have to shout it out at the beginning,
too. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Put me on the spot. I don't know. Sky Nicole. Who knows?
It's Sky. Sky with an E at the end, sky.nicole.xo. So, yeah, no, that's a good page to follow right there. And I'll make sure I mentioned at the beginning. But this girl that comes out and says that she was never, you know, abducted, she's fine. In her little mugshot picture, she's wearing the same fucking shirt that she's wearing in her thing. That's a total CIA thing. Like, Edward Snowden, this motherfucker always has the same haircut, always has the same type of shirt on. This dude's never looking any different. You know what I mean? That's a CIA character right there, in my opinion. Now, you know, what else we got with Wayfair, in your opinion? Was there any smoking guns that you thought?
Well, it's interesting because even that one child that you had mentioned that came up and said that she was still alive. Well, I would be upset if someone came around and said that, you know, Sky was being trafficked on Wayfair and I was sitting over here drinking wine, like all fine. Like I would be like, hey guys, it's Sky. We're all good. But this chick went hard. Like she went angry. Deep and she was angry.
I would be flattered.
Like, I know. Oh my God. They noticed me.
It's vain like, as fuck, but like everyone would be fucking flattered. Yeah. Like, holy shit. Look how many millions of people care about me. I would say, hey, thank you guys so much. Here's my fucking driver's license. And you know, she's 16. Show your fucking driver's license. You know what I mean?
Oh, so she was livid. Livid. And it's funny because I had a lot of people reach out to me and say, okay, like, what do you think? Do you think she's coerced to say that? Do you think that she actually is okay? And I go, at this point, it does not matter whether she's okay to me or not. Like, I get it. Like, God bless her. Like, I love her to bits and pieces. But the fact of the matter is that shit is being exposed. It's important to be exposed. And, you know, her being okay doesn't defend the fact that there were other children that were listed on there. She's the only one that came forward and said, hi, I'm alive.
Very true. Like, and what if she was a fucking clone? What about that? There's huge cloning facility up there in Canada. Well, no, we don't need to go down the clone rabbit hole. I'm just saying there's a big deal about cloning up in Canada real quick.
I just, the whole cloning, that was one of the hugest red pills that I had to like cognitively dissonance over. Like I could not for the life of me figure out clones. But honestly, like once you go down these rabbit holes, there is no coming back up. Like you can't stop where these, you know, unfortunately, they all intercede and they all lead back to the same, you know, top people. And Pizzagate is just the beginning, unfortunately. And it's interesting because if you don't mind, can I go back like just to talk about something we were talking about? But it's interesting because I have a few friends that I've made over Instagram and I love them dearly. Like I, it's so weird because like, my followers to me are like my like family, like I treat them as such. And so I've made a few interesting friends and two of my very, very good friends were unfortunately systemically abused by the system, like the governmental system and CIS. And I mean, in Canada, it's CIS and I believe it's CPS for you guys. And then you have
Child Protective Services, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And unfortunately, like these children, they don't even have, a lot of them are just adopted out, stolen from their parents. Like I was just talking to someone today that found out when he was a little bit older that he unfortunately had been taken from his mother in a hospital, like in a Catholic hospital. He was taken from his mother, he was stolen, and he was adopted out to a freak family. And this poor child grew up in that home. And, you know, and I'm hearing all of these stories, and I'm here because, like, your girl loves humanity. Like, I think the world of people, and I want everyone to be, you know, healed and whole mentally. And I'm listening to these stories and I can't even imagine. I mean, we've all been through stuff in our lives, but could you imagine not knowing that you were literally ripped from your mother's arms?
No, I can't actually at all. It's horrible. And it's fucked up because it seems time and time again, we hear the Catholic Church doing shit like this. And they hide behind the facade of religion. They get all these people cooped up. And there's great people that are all about religion. You know what I mean? But the people at the highest levels, they're Jesuits. They're like black cubes worshipers. And so it's fucked up that they hide behind this. That's why everyone, when people say Jews run the world, Jews don't run the world. It's people that hide behind Judaism that run the world. You know what I mean?
And then at the very top, it's the synagogue of Satan. It's literally Satan himself. And, you know, here we are talking about Wayfair and, you know, pedophiles and like how they kind of just have just recently, like within the last few years, have kind of come to light, like, oh, this is actually a problem. Well, this is just what we know. Imagine what hasn't even been disclosed yet. Like what happens in the deep underground military bases? What kind of experiments are they doing on these children? How many civilians live in these underground cities? Like, and they can order children and they get delivered to their door. Like,
yeah, you can order it like you're fucking ordering DoorDash. It's crazy.
It is the most vile thing, because not only with a child can you also order the tools that you want to use to torture that child. Like these things haven't even been disclosed yet. And when I talk about soft disclosure, I'm talking like this is just light and fluffy stuff compared to what's actually coming. Like the stuff that's coming is going to put people in hospitals.
Yeah, just mental fucking seizing up. I think that, yeah. I don't know if you heard about, like, you know, you were mentioning how people get taken advantage of in CPS, and then what's it called in Canada again?
Oh, CIS.
CIS and things like this. Amber Alert. I mean, Laura Silsby, she's the fucking head of that. It happens with, just like the religious stuff, these people hide behind a good cause. And it's such a shitty day for planet Earth that we have to question someone that wants to start a child fundraiser. We have to question the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. I mean, fucking Wayfair, for example, they had a walkout Wednesday last year because the employees found out that they were supplying beds to internment camps. You know what I mean? Which are connected to DynCorp. DynCorp was literally connected several times to child trafficking and pedophile-related shit. So, I mean, this is what is so fucked up about this. But I want to get into Pizzagate before we run too long. This is the thing. Like, this is the top of the child trafficking, the sex fucking pedophilia, the sexualization of children. This is the top of that pyramid, unfortunately, and there thankfully has been a lot of information disclosed on it, but no one is really doing anything about it. Alifantis is still a free man. Podesta, both of them are still free men for now. I put a lot of my energy into hoping that those motherfuckers go to jail and they get the fucking electric chair or a public hanging, personally. Now, hey, I know that that's dangerous to say, you know what I mean? But I think that I hope that 99% of humanity would agree with me if they were fucking given the facts that I was. And these aren't facts. People say with the fucking Comet Ping Pong, there's no basement, dude, that got debunked. In 2005, James Alifantis was talking with a fucking newspaper saying that once a year they get a year's supply of tomatoes and put them in the basement. That was the fucking owner of Comet Ping Pong, who just last, or in 2016 or whatever, was saying there's no such thing as a basement. This motherfucker doesn't realize that the internet's forever.
Yeah, the internet is forever. And by the way, the people aren't staying asleep. Like, we're waking the fuck up. Bad say word. I'm so sorry. That's a bad word. We're waking up and you can't erase the history of the internet, unfortunately.
Even if you delete it.
Oh my word. Like, it's interesting because Pizzagate is essentially the political aspect of this whole pedophilia, underground, satanic, anyway, craziness. But it's interesting because the whole idea of Pizzagate, I mean, Obamagate, you have a treasonous ex-president. Sorry, I laugh when my prime minister is a pedophile, but whatever. You know, you have a treasonous president as well as Joe Biden, who is obviously a clone, by the way. Like, he is definitely, oh, he's done. The guy's done. So
I think if he was a clone, he'd be much more cognitively there. I think that's the original, the OG JB. No. And he is just on a hyper decline. Like, if he's on a decline and it was a ski slope, he'd be on the black diamond fucking decline right there.
Oh, no. Because look at Clinton leaving the Bush funeral and friggin' almost passing out. Like, she's Like, they're all, like, they're all glitching the F out. They're done. Like,
hey, you can curse just, on this podcast.
Yeah, you don't have to say sorry.
I know. And I appreciate that you guys curse, but, like, I have children, and I love them.
Aren't they, like, 15 and 16, though? That's fine, though. I respect your ideas.
I know. I'm a mom. I'm a mom first. Love Jesus. Then I'm a mom. Then I am a wine drinker. Like, there priorities.
And then it sounds like you're a QAnoner. But no, I mean, there's so much with this Pizzagate, man. I mean, fucking David Brock, who founded Media Matters, hyper-liberal media, you know, basically like Snopes or like fucking HuffPost. This guy was Alifantis's ex-boyfriend. I don't know if you knew that. We were talking about Baphomet earlier. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, this piece of shit that founded like one of the most liberal media outlets was dating this dude. And you know, he was, you know, into this stuff, you know, when they were dating. And I'm not saying for the record that pedophilia and, you know, killing of kids and extracting adrenochrome is not just a leftist thing. I actually think it's exclusively leftist, but I don't think that it's liberal versus conservative. I don't think it's that, because George H.W. Bush, George Bush, Ronald Reagan, those motherfuckers were partaking in adrenochrome as well. You know, with the logo on Comet Ping Pong, you see the moons and the stars of the Muslim flag and the Baphomet logo. I mean, that same thing that's on the Muslim flag is on the Baphomet, like the common picture where he has like coeptus and whatever the fuck, or coagulum or whatever the fuck he's got tattooed on his arms. I mean, we see a lot of symbolism that's, you know, repeated in Satanism also in the logo of Comet Ping Pong. The fucking logo for Besta Pizza that was right down the street is a fucking pedophile triangle. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You look like you want to say something. You haven't talked in a minute.
No, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this. I've said all my piece before this, so I'm letting you guys run with the rails here.
Well, I got a fucking crazy theory for you, Sky. So, you know, James Alifantis, he is a well-known name. Everyone knows this guy. I don't think that's his real name. I don't think Alifantis is his last name. I think it's Karis. And the reason why is because he started a hashtag, Karis James. And if you look at that on Instagram, there is interesting videos and pictures of drones flying over Epstein Island getting shot down. There's a really, really disturbing video where you can go and you actually have to zoom in with your fingers during a live drone video on this beautiful island. It's so fucked up that they use this incredibly beautiful atmosphere to do some of the most unspeakable things known to mankind, and worshiping Moloch and doing this shit. But you can zoom in on this little temple, which is on the set of Ellen's fucking show, by the way.
Yes, it is.
You can zoom in and you can see this bed with a literal cage around a bed. You can zoom in with your fingers and see this. So that, again, that's Karis James. But Alifantis, on his thing, I think it's Jimmy Comet. It's private. I wouldn't recommend anyone follow it. I think that gets you on a list if you follow it. But this dude fucking tags juniper every once in a while, like the juniper berry, the juniper plant. And I was curious, but right when I saw that in that popular Pizzagate documentary that's on YouTube, you can see a lot of his posts, but juniper. And so I was like, what the fuck, juniper? And I looked up the definition of juniper, knowing that it's the berry that they put in gin, you know, all this shit. For the record, I think I'm allergic, but...
might have something to do with his theory.
This is part of my bias. Theory. Right? No, dude, no, for real, though. For real.
Bias thinking for vodka.
Yeah, dude, I'm a vodka drinker over fucking gin all day. You know, like 80% of the population is allergic to juniper. That's why people think that when they have a bad hangover, it's actually your allergic reaction flaring up. But
well, that's back to interesting. The serious shit. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, hey, you might be allergic to juniper.
Full of facts here.
Sky. Yeah, dude, I'm an encyclopedia. I'm an encyclopedia on many topics. But no, so he tags juniper. For those of you that don't know, juniper, if you go online, you can go to Google even. You can type in juniper. What is the definition of juniper? A juniper is a young evergreen tree, a small evergreen bush. Evergreen, you know where I'm going with this. Evergreen is Hillary Clinton's
Shut up.
You can look at this yourself. Evergreen
My mind is blown right now.
Evergreen is fucking Hillary Clinton's chosen Secret Service code name. So when he's tagging kids, pictures of kids tied up to ping pong tables, a fucking baby with their legs wide open on a hammock, disgusting shit. Yeah. and he tags Juniper. Is this him saying, hey, Juniper bought this. This is a young evergreen tree that I am giving to Hillary Clinton. Or is he calling Hillary Clinton out like, hey, I got this great fucking specimen or whatever you want to call it, this great baby here for you. And this, you're getting the first chance at buying this Juniper plant or this Juniper. You know what I mean?
Well, that's disturbing. But, you know, again, like Q, like, or the QAnon community says, you know, learn the comms. And that's exactly what this is. It's about seeing past, you know, just a normal hashtag and seeing that, holy F, like, there's a purpose behind it. And, it, you know, interesting fact, Canada is actually one of the main trafficking hubs of adrenochrome. And like, that's why, I mean, there are suggestions and rumors going around, you know, that Justin Trudeau has already been detained and is at Gitmo. But the bottom line is that he not only tried to kill your president, President Trump, like, he worked with the Five Eyes. Like, I'm sorry, I'm putting like a Canadian spin on this, but like, your girl's got to represent.
Don't be sorry.
Hey, but, don't be sorry at all. I'd be sorry about that.
Okay, but like, he also, I mean, so yeah, he tried to kill Trump, like, that didn't work, and he used the freaking Five Eyes. So then Trump goes and he's like, all right, guys, we're going to crack down on child trafficking. And I believe that was in April, correct?
Yeah.
And then we have Bill Blair, our representative for the Five Eyes, standing behind AG Barr like a coward. He knows that he's dead because he also assisted in trafficking children for the purposes of adrenochrome. Like,
any relation to Tony Blair, the old prime minister under the Obama administration of the UK?
Oh gosh, these people are so incestual, it would not surprise me. They honestly, they just mate with their cousins. And like,
Obama was related to Bush, for God's sake. I know that.
Oh gosh, like, it, the web that is whatever this family, I'm gonna call them, I don't even have a name for them, like the Kavali's lizard people. Too nice. The lizard people, exactly. So like, I mean, you could stem that all the way back to Cain and Abel, back to the biblical days, like into the Canaanites. Like, we're talking that these people are so evil and so demonically oppressed that there's like, oh my gosh, we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg, like just the tip.
Oh, we talked about this before with Cain and, hey, yeah, well, that's a sketchy thing to say, right? Just a tip. But no, you know, we talked about this Cain and Abel analogy, like Cain and Abel, cannibal. Yeah. I mean, it's the same fucking thing right there, you know? So it's
absolutely,
it's scary. And then when you see that, you know, James Alefantis in French, I mean, if that is a fake name and his name is really James Karras, James Alefantis, fucking Yame Le Enfant is fucking in French. That means, I love children. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Les Enfants. So, yeah,
that's why, yeah, I think it's a fake name. I think his real name, and I think that this is a way that he can get away from, and again, they hide it in plain sight, you know? So, I don't know, man. You know, we got fucking Andrew Klein, head of fucking anti-sex trafficking under the Obama, like, dude, this dude fucking owns that Best of Pizza, you know? But he is somehow head of the anti-sex trafficking department of the government under the Obama administration. Just doesn't make sense, man. When you put all these things together, it would be one thing if there's just one or two of these things, but there's so much lining up and it has to be exposed. And I know a lot of people in this community are talking about it. This is one of the main things that we all talk about. But I don't know. I just don't know where.
And you have to remember, I mean, the whole goal here is to expose the deep state, to expose the cabal. And children will bring the world together. Like, there's people, you know, real people, people with a heart and with a soul and with some sort of a mind, they can't deny the love for children, you know? So slowly all of these weird pedo freaks are going to be exposed. And, you know, and just to think, it's unfortunate, like, that it has to be exposed at a top tier position. It has to, because nobody cares about, you know, Bob down the street that's molesting little Susie. They don't care. So it has to be about, you know, Pizzagate and the Obama administration. Oh gosh, the Obamas and Big Mike. And I just, all of these people are going to be exposed, and slowly it'll root out all the other unfortunate, like, little parasites that they are. I have nothing good to say about pedophiles. Yeah. Nothing. Except for the fact that God made them, and that God still has hope. But outside of that, like, your girl's dead, and, like, you're dead to me.
I think that there's a certain point where, you know, if you believe in God or the universe or whatever, I think that good turns its back on these kinds of things once you get to a certain point, and I think that you're gone. So
there's a great, great verse that says, if you harm one of these little ones, it's better, you have a better fate if you have a gravestone tied around your neck and you're thrown into the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I think that that's the line, even that God, you know, if, you know, would draw and say, yeah, you can do a lot of shit, but you can't do that. You know what I mean? I'm right with you there, Sky. Thank you so much though for doing this episode with us. It's been, unfortunately, this is a very, very crazy topic, and it's something, you know, that just doesn't get enough attention, even though it gets so much attention. We have to have everyone talking about this. And
of course. Absolutely. You know,
so thank you for joining. I know that, you know, you're a family woman and you care about all that, and this might be scary, but we really appreciate it.
One more thing, Sky, before we leave, can I ask you, do you have a prediction for, like, what's the next domino going to fall, the next revelation going to come out? Do you feel something heating up? If not, that's fine.
Okay, well, since you are a starseed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, unfortunately, like, I'll be straight up. Like, I am fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit, so I know a lot. Unfortunately, there's going to be some horrific things that end up coming out. I am praying for everyone's heart and mind and spirit. Oh my word, that you guys would all be prepared. Prepared for what's coming, because This is just the beginning of a very, very interesting ride we're about to take. So I want to say thank you for inviting me. Like, you guys have been so kind. So thank you so much for having me. And seriously, let's get, like, Pizzagate blown up. Like, every single person needs to be talking about it. Every person. Save these children. Let them be little. Let them maintain their innocence. It's time to protect our kids.
We both fully agree here on The Dangerous World. And again, Sky, thank you so much. We will definitely shout out your Instagram at the beginning, because it's a great, great page that you got. And I hope that you can get some more appearances on podcasts or wherever you want to go with this, because you have a good message. You seem like such a nice person.
Great voice.
Yeah, great voice. And so, yeah, no,
I've heard it's irritating. So,
well, it gets attention. You know, it's not, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's like not a good voice, because it is, you know what I mean? So I would tell you that you need to be on more podcasts. You need to get this message out. Everyone should be following your Instagram. I think that that, because you've actually, I'm pretty deep in this world, and you've shown me some things that I didn't know about. So thank you. 100%. And you know, thank you all for listening. We will see you in a couple days, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
No problem. Have a good night.